There also might be times when you're still worried about someone's safety, right? You're talking with them and they have a really clear plan of how they want to die by suicide, and they're really intent on dying by suicide, right? So we think of this as a suicidal crisis. And in these times, what we want to do is create time and space. So what that means is we're creating time and space between an individual and their planned method for suicide. So like I talked about, we know that suicidal crises are short-lived, that period of acute risk when someone is most likely to act on their suicidal thoughts. And so we want to create a barrier between the individual and the crisis and lethal suicide methods.